Tarihine, ne yazı şeyi şaşırmıyorlar ya, başka çağrı işi tarihine. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsta Shri Rupam Sakrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Siddhi Sakambitam Sya Hare Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Om Namo
So we continue reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text 27. Prakriti Kriyamanani
Gunai Karmani Sarvasaha
Ahankara Vimbudhatma
Karta
Iti Manyate Prakriti Kriyamanani
Gunai Karmani Sarvasa
Ahankara Vimbudhatma Karta
Iti Manyate
Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Ahankara Vimudhatma Kartaham Iti Manyate Sarvasa Ahankara Vimudatma Kartaha Iti Manyate Prakrute Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Kartaha Vimudatma Kartaha Iti Manyate
Prakriti Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa
justice.
Prakriti Vimalani
Prakriti of material nature. Kriyamanani being done. Gunai by the modes. Karmani activities. Sarvasa all kinds of. Ahankara bimudha. Bewildered by false ego.
Atma,
the spirit soul.
Karta,
doer.
Aham,
I. Iti,
thus.
Manyate,
he thinks.
The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Everybody please repeat. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego,
thinks himself
the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. Purport. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishikesh, or the master of the senses of the material body, for due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relation with Krishna. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahamkara vibhudhatma kartaham iti manyate. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. So the spirit soul who is under the modes of material nature is bewildered because of his material desires cannot be fulfilled. And by trying to fulfill his material desires, he thinks that actually by his endeavor alone, he'll be able to fulfill this. He does not understand that actually that he is not the body. He is mistakenly thinks and acts like as if he is the body, not the soul. So that's why he is what you call a bewildered spirit soul. He is acting under false ego. Bumir apo nalobayo kamanur budi evacha ahankara iti yame bina prakriti astida. That the soul is encased in this body. The body is made of matter, consists of gross and subtle, five gross and three subtle. So the senses are controlled by the mind. And one disciple of Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Who controls the mind, the intelligence, and the ego? Prabhupada says, it is the soul. It is the soul. Now it depends on what the ego is thinking. If the ego thinks that he is the body, like I'm an Indian, or I'm a Filipino, or I'm an American, or I'm Russian, then he is under the grips of the material energy. That means he only acts according to the whims of his senses. And the mind makes many, many plans in order to fulfill the sense enjoyment by trying to gratify the sense, the senses, with the sense objects to the mind. Jaiho, have a safe trip, Prabhu, and come back soon. Bon voyage. Hari Hari. Jaiho. But then, who controls the mind? The mind is under the intelligence, and higher than the intelligence is the ego. Now if the ego wants to fulfill the demands of the body, he's not understanding that he is actually a servant of the Supreme Lord, that his existence is only meant to serve the Supreme Lord. Then he's in the material consciousness. He's still, the soul is controlling the mind, intelligence, and ego. Now if the ego understood that he is not the body, he's a spirit soul, and is meant to serve the senses of the Supreme Lord, who is Rishikesh. There's in the purport here, Rishikesh. He knows that by fulfilling the activities that he is going to perform only to please the senses of the master of the senses, Rishikesh, then he is in the spiritual platform. So either ways, Prabhupada also mentions in the letter that even if one is in pure consciousness, which means Krishna consciousness, one still has to be very careful, because there is a tendency that one may somehow all of a sudden forget that he's a servant of Krishna, and that will be the cause of his fall down. And Prabhupada says that this spiritual life is like a blade, razor's edge. If you shave and you're a little bit inattentive, you just go like this and then you'll get a cut. And that cut, it'll be painful, of course. Maybe, you know, if it's big, then you'll have a big scar on it. And you'll remember you're being careless. So similarly, in due course of our execution of devotional life, one has to be extra careful that one cannot be inattentive. One cannot let the senses go wild. One cannot let the senses be not trained. One cannot say that, oh, I am already advanced. I can take all the trials and all the things that may come to me. I can take it easy. No, one should be always be very careful. That's why one time when Srila Prabhupada was praying in front of the deities, and his disciple servant asked Prabhupada, what are you praying in front of the deities? Prabhupada says that I pray to the Lord that I may not be captured by Maya. So the materialist, he thinks that he is the doer. But actually he's not the doer. He is being pushed by the modes of material nature, because his action is not what you call transcendental. If one's action is only for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, then material energy cannot touch him. He is free from the modes of material nature. Which means that a person who is thinking that he is the doer is what you call false ego. False ego means it's false, it's not real. It's not your real identity. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayur Dasa 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 Anudas. His consciousness is vitiated. I look at the dictionary, what do you mean by vitiated? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used this word, vitiated. Vitiated means impure, clouded. It's like if you have sunglasses, and if it's too sunny, like a summer, the summer sun is so hot, it's so bright, it's scorching. So when you go out, some devotees, like I have the eyeglasses, it changes when, you know, the color, and it becomes dark. So I will see things as dark and my eyes is protected. So similarly, our original consciousness, which is Krishna consciousness, it's pure in its original state. When he thinks that he is not the soul, that he is the body, when he thinks that he is the body or the senses or the mind or the intelligence, then his consciousness is vitiated, it's impure. If you wear a red color sunglasses, then everything you see is red. Even if it's white, actually, you see it is red. If you have dark, like say brown or blue, whatever the color of your eyeglasses, that will be the projection of what you will see. So similarly, if you are in false ego, everything is false. It's simple mathematics again. Everything is false if you're in false ego. You will lie, you will cheat unknowingly, because unknowingly you're thinking you are what you are, but you are not what you are. A person who is in false ego, he feels independent. He doesn't depend on anybody. He's independent. But it's the opposite, actually. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, he is independent because he depends on Krishna. A person who is materially absorbed, he thinks he is independent, but actually, no. Because you have to depend on somebody. And that you only depend on your senses. You only depend on your perception, which is not real. So to speak, you know, our senses are imperfect. So how can you depend on that? It's not possible. So many people, they want to be independent because this is the nature of the soul. I read Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, it says that the soul is not created. It's eternal. Because in a sense, we cannot pinpoint where the soul started. Even though it says, yeah, we are created, we came from the Lord, that means we have origin. And with the jivas, the creation of the jivas, this independence is included. But we're not like Krishna, which is infinitely, fully independent. We are limited and minute independent. That's why we have what you call minute independence. This minute independence that we have the choice whether to do devotional service or perform activities which going to be have a reaction, material reactions that we have to suffer in the future. So it depends on us, on our consciousness. If our consciousness is pure, then we don't use our minute independence. We think properly, we decide properly, we know what to do, we know what not to do. And Krishna also is always with us. He's the one who's always, who gives us this independence, and he's the one who's telling us also what to do and what not to do. As the analogy of those two birds and the tree. The bird, one bird is just observing and giving instruction to another bird who wants to enjoy the fruit of the tree. And the other bird says, no, don't try to enjoy. Your enjoyment actually will be the cause of your suffering. So he has this minute independence to enjoy the fruit unknowingly and without, even though unwillingly, he wants to enjoy, even though somebody is telling him that don't enjoy this, this is not good for you. But someone is pushing him to enjoy the fruits. And that is the modes of material nature. It depends on the qualities that he acquires, whether it's a mode of goodness. He enjoys differently than the one who is in the mode of passion and the one who is in the mode of ignorance. They will all say, I am all enjoying. I'm all enjoying. I'm enjoying. You're in the mode of goodness. I don't know. I'm in the mode of ignorance. I don't know also. And the other person is in the mode of passion. He doesn't know. We all don't know we're in that kind of modes, because that is the bewilderment of the spirit soul in the material world. If we know that we are in the mode of passion or in the mode of ignorance or in the mode of goodness, and if we know that there is a pure goodness where you can enjoy far greater, then I will give up. That's why it's called param drisbani vartate. You'll get this higher taste. You'll give up all of this so-called enjoyment in this material world. So one is considered as a madman if he is under what you call false ego. A madman. A madman, he doesn't know what he's wearing. He's mad. He thinks he's good and everything is bad. Everyone is bad. He's the only good. He has his own world, right? A madman talks to himself and he talks to somebody whom you don't see. He's a mad person. You've seen people like this? You can tell immediately that this person is a mad person. He's talking by himself or he's talking to somebody, and you will just laugh at him. You don't know that we are also mad, certain degree. But visibly we can see a person is a madman, but we don't see ourselves that we are also mad. That is the difference. So consciousness means, Krishna consciousness means engaging all of our senses towards service of the Lord, including the mind. Not just the senses. The mind, the intelligence, and thinking that actually Krishna is God and I am His servant. So we are all covered up by this material energy, and the soul is not be able to experience the what he should be, not until he understand that. Because see, when one is in false ego, he thinks himself as dominating, a predominator, or supreme. He doesn't think himself as subordinate. A person who is under the false ego, ahankar, he thinks that he is above everyone. He thinks he is right, and you're all wrong. Even though they're right, I still think you're wrong. And I'm right even though I'm wrong. Even though I'm not knowing I'm wrong, I'm still right. This is ahankar, this is a false ego, which is very difficult to give up because of the identification with the body. And he doesn't accept himself as subordinate to somebody. Which means that if one is under false ego, he's not able to serve Krishna. He's not able to accept any instructions from superior whom will be able to engage him or her to serve Krishna better. Now, if all the billions of gopis are under false ego, they'll have a big quarrel how to serve Krishna. But everyone is under the subordination of the daughter of King Vrishabhanu. They accept the daughter of King Vrishabhanu as their spiritual master, how to serve Krishna. Then everyone is harmonious. Everyone is actually not pushing oneself in front of Krishna, but they don't mind being in the last. They're pushing each other to get closer and closer to Krishna. And in this way, they're happier to see that one is closer to Krishna besides themselves. They don't mind themselves to be way, way far behind. That sometimes due to being possessive, that Krishna showed them that this is not good. This is not good mentality. Of course, they don't have false ego, but this is a transcendental proprietorship. That Krishna is mine. Krishna is only mine. My property. That Krishna, one time, one of this dance, rasa dance, there are two rasa dance, this Basant Rasa, which we just observed, and then this was Sarad Rasa, rasa dance, and during the Kartik time, when Lord Krishna, one time it was Lord Krishna who disappeared, and the other time it was Radharani who disappeared. So just to teach the gopis that no, you cannot be like this. But this is only to increase their devotion towards the Supreme Lord Himself, because out of their pure love, Krishna becomes so much indebted that we've heard this story that Krishna, in order to hide, he disguised himself as Lord Narayan, just to test the gopis' love towards him, because they're so much in captured by his beauty and from his love that they cannot think of anybody else except Krishna. So that's why he called also a mad person, but they're mad for Krishna, not mad for material things. There is in the purport. Let's go back to the purport. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. So indirectly, Krishna is in control through the material energy, and the person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently. The materialists, they are very attached to the results of their activities. Because they think that they are the doer, so they are so attached that whatever they will do will be according to their own satisfaction. I don't care about you, I only care about me. I will do everything for my own benefit. This is false ego. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, he thinks of everybody. He even forgets himself. This is real ego. Only for Krishna, nothing for myself. And I will rather go to hell and you all go to Vaikuntha. This is the mentality and the identity that one thinks about regarding himself and others. So we have few examples in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Haridas Thakur is like this. Vasudev Dutt, who says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't mind, you give me all the sins of the people and the universe, let them go back home, back to Godhead. Same as Prahlad Maharaj in Srimad Bhagavatam, I don't mind, I don't want to go. Let them all go, including my father who punished me. I don't want anybody to suffer. So this is the mentality, this is the real ego. He doesn't take credit for himself. It's like Srila Prabhupada, whenever someone will praise him, he says, it's only due to my Guru Maharaj's mercy. He never takes his credit. That's why our movement became so big, because the founder and the acharya never takes credit. He's not in the front. Krishna is always in the front. He says, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, surrender unto him. And I tell you, surrender to Krishna. He didn't say, you surrender to me, then by surrendering to me, I will lead you to Krishna. No, he didn't say that. So this is real ego. That is the symptoms. He is not in ignorance. He is in self-realization. He understands the position of everyone, and he understands his position. He understands that this creation actually is meant for serving Krishna. Everything that we see here is meant to be used to serve Krishna. Now the one who is in false ego, he thinks that everything that is here is meant for my own enjoyment. That is the opposite of a transcendentalist. A person who is in real ego, he understands that everything I see here, because they belong to Krishna. Actually, I'm not the real proprietor. Let me give this back to Krishna. A nice example of this is that sometimes, we've told this before earlier, it's like devotees who's worshipping Ganga, they will take 2 pounds of Ganges water and they will offer this back to the Ganges. So, what will that do to the Ganges River? It will not make the Ganges River more full. It's already full. It's already fully satisfied. And a person who is in the full moon, worshipping the moon with the ghee lamp, Sometimes you see this during when was this? Okay. Also, Ram Vijayotsava, right? When we put lamps all over in the buildings, on top of the roof. Diwali, we offer this because, you know, it's festival of lights and it's full moon also. So how is that? Well, it's a sign. Yeah, it's a sign. It's a sign also that how to worship. So how can you worship the moon with just a small lamp? That will not make the full moon more fuller by offering a lamp. So this is only what Krishna wants to see from his devotees, that actually how we'll be able to give back what is due to Krishna. So like we were talking about during the in the beginning of this Krishna Balaram Mandir, the devotees who were collecting in Japan, right? And those devotees who were collecting in Japan, Prabhupada knew how they are collecting, but Prabhupada did not stop them. Prabhupada says they're doing what is proper. Actually, those whom they are collecting from, they are the culprits, because they're keeping what is not supposed to be for them. We're just bringing back to the real owner what they're getting from these people, huh? So the mental activities, the intelligence and the ego of a person who is acting in Krishna consciousness is completely different than the person who is a materialist. Let's say many of our devotees are movement now becomes it became like a congregational movement, unlike before in the early days we're like more of a monastic society. So many of our members are working class, right? And many of you who were working before are here and you are retired. You were working before, right? And many still all over the world, our members are in the working class. So they will go, let's say in a company where there's like thousands of workers. But because they are following Krishna consciousness, sadhana, and when they go, they will look like the same. They have the same uniform as others, same name tags, everything. Punch their, punch card. What do you call this? Huh? Time card. They will punch everything. But they are acting differently. Hmm? This is what you call Krishna conscious, because they're always thinking of Krishna. Prabhupada gave an example, two examples I can remember now. A Krishna conscious person is always thinking of Krishna, because it's been asked, how can I become Krishna conscious? I'm working. It says in the Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhagavad bhakto. How can that be? How? It's impossible. How can I think of Krishna while doing this seemingly materialistic work? Prabhupada gave an example, just like a father whose child is sick. He will go to work, but while at work, he will call home many, many times and ask the mother who's taking care of the child, how is he? How is he doing? He's at work, but he's always thinking of the child who is sick. Good example. Another example Prabhupada gave is that a lover, a woman who was a lover, the wife, actually she does her household chores. Is it chores? Yes. But she will do it much better. So she will not get detected that she has another lover besides the husband. But the wife is always thinking of the lover. So this is how a person who is in Krishna consciousness act and think. Acting normally but consciously very different. That's why Srila Prabhupada, he will ask a visitor, so what do you do? I'm a teacher, Swamiji. Okay, so teach for Krishna. Right? What do you do? I'm a lawyer. Okay, practice law for Krishna. So this is what he called being Krishna conscious. Acting not under the false ego, but acting in real ego. Huh? I wrote one thing here. Because we're all going to perform, we're all performing a devotional service because we want to receive the fruit of devotional service. There is a fruit that we are somehow expecting. A pure devotee of the Lord, he doesn't expect anything. But for us, so that we'll be encouraged and become enthusiastic and eager to continue on, and inspired to do it every day. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that this process will only work if it is continuous. There is no interruption. Because if there is an interruption, then it takes longer. So as much as possible, those who are practicing Krishna consciousness, we want to receive the fruit as quick as possible. Yes or no? Right? That's why we try to chant nicely Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That's why we try to be on time for Mangal Arti, be there for Guru Puja, try to do our service very nicely, as much as possible as an offering to the Supreme Lord, and to our spiritual master and to the Vaishnavas, because we want to receive the fruit of devotional service, which is ultimately love of God. Krishna praying. So it says, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that the fruit of devotional service is progressive advancement. Progressive advancement. That is the result of devotionals, performing devotional service. That we just want to become more and more advanced. Because the more we become more and more advanced, then the more we get closer and closer to Krishna. That is our goal. So you want to get closer and closer and closer to Krishna. Progressive advancement. And the path of devotion and the development of an intense desire for more and more service. This is the result of why we are performing devotional service. Because according to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, we want to develop an intense desire for more and more service. The more we want to serve eagerly Krishna, then the more we'll get more and more service to serve Him, and the more we get closer and closer to Him. And he says, anything opposed to this is advancement towards material advancement. Anything which is opposed with our desire to get closer and closer to Krishna by performing more and more service is advancement towards material enjoyment. I'll stop there. Any questions? Where's the mic?